We're joined now in the studio by Anna Richards, who heads up the Chapel Hill Carrboro NAACP. NAACP statewide just did visits to congressional offices and U.S. Senate local offices across the state. That was yesterday. So Anna Richards joining us now. How's it going?
Going great. Nice to be here.
Let me actually turn up your correct microphone. How's it going?
Okay.
There we go.
Going great.
I turned up mic one, and you're sitting up mic three, and I'm like an idiot turning up the wrong mic. So, all right. So, congressional office visits yesterday. How did those go?
Well, we led the one here in Chapel Hill with David Price's office, and in conjunction with the Northern Orange branch. And happy to say that... We had over 50 folks show up.
Mm-hmm.
The simultaneous events happened at 4 o'clock across the state. So there were 15 in total.
Mm-hmm.
We presented a letter identifying 6 priority issues for us. And also made a request, again, this was statewide, for public town halls.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in fairness to David Price, he's been holding those town halls. He's got 2 scheduled this coming Saturday, and there'll be 1 in Chapel Hill.
Mm-hmm.
Just got scheduled yesterday on March 11th at East Chapel Hill High.
Yep.
So we're looking forward to that. But our 6 key issues are against the repeal of the ACA.
Mm-hmm.
Opposing executive orders deporting immigrants and restoring full protections of the Voting Rights Act. Opposing ban on refugees or Muslims. Publicly renouncing the proper word these days is falsehoods about voter fraud.
Mm-hmm.
And then support for living wage and union rights. So yeah. Those are the 6 primary issues.
ACA is Affordable Care Act for people just catching up. So, all right. So that was yesterday.
Obamacare,
either way. Yep, same thing. So David Price wasn't there yesterday at the actual office, but you did meet with some people there, right?
Well, to his credit, again, he was coming back off a European trip and mm-hmm. headed back to D.C., but he did call me, and we did have an opportunity to meet earlier in the day before his flight took off for D.C. And so I thought that was a good will gesture, and we appreciated getting to meet him face-to-face and deliver our letter to him face-to-face. His staff was there later in the day at 4 o'clock.
Speaking with Anna Richards again, Chapel Hill Carrboro, NAACP, and a lot of different issues. You mentioned the 6 issues that were specified in the letter. I know William Barber at HKONJ mentioned the possibility of, and now we're moving forward on, an economic boycott of the state of North Carolina, kind of akin to the boycott of South Carolina over the Confederate flag. But this is now a boycott potentially of North Carolina over a variety of different issues, right?
Right. And a couple things. People say, someone asked me today, we've kind of had a boycott going on. And I think here's one significant difference. And that is that those were really voluntary decisions mm-hmm. by independent organizations because they did not agree with HB 2. What makes us different is that we're part of a national association, first of all, and we're run by a board of directors. So the fact that our board of directors at the national level endorsed this boycott, and we're calling for an international boycott. So I would akin this much more to the boycott of apartheid in South Africa in terms of what we hope to be the scale and the scope of the boycott. So it does, we think, have a more significant opportunity to influence through the pocketbook, since the moral appeals have not had much impact.
How do we reach out internationally, and how do we get that sort of critical mass to generate an international thing?
Well, one of the things, again, the national NAACP does have branches across the country. And part of what the agreement said was they will join in the national and the state will join in a combined education effort and media effort to help spread the word. And on this HB2, I think some people, again, the other question is, isn't this going to hurt the people who you're trying to help? And my response to that is two things kind of hidden underneath all this potty talk is the fact that it prohibits municipalities from increasing the minimum wage. Mm-hmm. So people at the lowest end of the scale can't get a raise. And it also prohibits people who want to sue for employment discrimination from being able to do that. So there's a lot beneath the bathroom issues, and I think that's what we need to pay attention to.
And I think the thing about boycotts just in general is that it is a short-term hit that affects people over and above the people that are specifically targeted by the boycott. The idea is for long-term benefits, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. And sometimes it takes a while, but it's not a new strategy, but it's been a very effective strategy over time, whether it was getting rid of the Jim Crow laws in the South or apartheid in South Africa, it works.
Mm. Speaking with Anna Richards, again, Chapel Hill Carborough, NAACP, I want to ask about a couple of issues that are sort of in the news right now. First of all, and locally, first of all, the Orange County School Board met yesterday, and big issue that actually the Northern Orange NAACP is sort of spearheading here, calling on the Orange County School District to ban the display or the wearing of Confederate battle flag memorabilia or that symbol in the schools. 50 people were at the board meeting last night, pretty much all of them, but I think one, speaking out in favor of Orange County Schools taking action and banning that symbol. They referred it to a task force, so that conversation is going to continue to go on. But what are your thoughts on that?
Well, two things. One, people talk about it in terms of a freedom of speech issue, and it's really about the school's obligation to provide a learning environment that's supportive of all the students. And so we think it's creates a hostile environment for minority students and students of color, African American students. And secondly, we in Chapel Hill are working on a way forward in our own district. Many people were surprised to find out that we, like Orange, don't really have a clear policy on the Confederate flag.
Yeah, Chatham does, and Durham, Chapel Hill, and Orange all don't, which is kind of surprising. Yeah.
Right.
All right. So so that issue is going to continue to go on. And then Carborough Board of Aldermen meeting tonight to talk about, among other things, a public hearing on how to move forward on purchasing body cameras for police. And that's something I know the Chapel Hill Carborough NAACP has been focused on for a while.
Right. We're part of a coalition, actually, on fair policing. And it's called the Orange County Bias-Free Policing Coalition. And one of those recommendations is to distribute dashboard cameras in police cars and body cameras for officers. You know, there have been a number of incidents in our local area over the last few weeks with shootings, as well as some other incidents here in the North Carolina area, where it would be helpful in terms of figuring out what actually happened if there were official cameras available. So absolutely support that.
All right. And again, that meeting is 7:30 tonight, Carborough Town Hall. Anna Richards, we've got to let you go, but before we do, I know you got a banquet to talk about as well.
Absolutely. So we have only one fundraiser a year. It's called our Freedom Fund Banquet, and it's called that because part of the proceeds go to our National Legal Defense and Education Fund, which, you know, you could think about Brown v. Wade. Brown v. Wade. I'm getting my big cases mixed
up there. Every big case combined into one.
Every big case combined into one. But Brown versus Board of Education was defended by them. Mm. I think they're going to need a little money in terms of legal fees for coming year. So part goes there, part's for local operations, and then we give scholarships to local students. So it's April 7th, 6 o'clock at the Chapel Hill Sheraton. And we have all kinds of ways for folks to support that. You can just give a donation, come join us, or buy an ad. So anybody that wants more information can contact me or go on our website to get more information.
And that website is chapelhillcarboroughnaacp.wordpress.com. So go there to get more information about that event, about the NAACP in general. Anna Richards, thank you so much.
Thank you.